And in, I think specifically in saying, I am Charlie or I am Mike Brown, it's bringing like some pathos to the table, you know, like there's this like emotional, you know, there's an emotional value invested in it to the point where it's like, it's not just about saying I am Charlie because of the hashtag, but it's saying that could have been me. You know, like we all have freedom of speech, that we really all engage in freedom of the press. So like, just because I don't work for Charlie Hebdo and like I wasn't there, like that could have been me. Like here we are on Scrawl Nation, like every week, like thank you to the Equable and to Lori Dietz and everyone that when we have something that we want to talk about, we don't have to worry about someone coming in and like terrorizing us for talking about whatever it is that we want to talk about. Like we have freedom of speech, and everyone who has that right feels like that could have been me. So, you know, like I feel like this is a personal, you know, if you're going to attack someone else for having freedom of speech, you're attacking all of us for having freedom of speech. And I think that's like a big part of the community and why J. Sweet Charlie was so effective in saying, I am this person. Or in like the Ferguson case, by saying, I am Mike Brown, there were a lot of African-Americans who were saying like, that kid was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And if I'm an African-American and I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, that could have been me. Like, I am also Mike Brown. And I think that's really, really effective as far as like pathos and ethos, like building that credibility with like your community, saying like, we're in this together.
And I actually found a source that says I am Mike Brown was the most used hashtag last year.
Really?
That and hashtag I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
Were the two most used hashtags.
Black Lives Matter was right up there with it too. But like that saying of like, personalizing it to, you know, like when Eric Garner and the Eric Garner case in New York was saying, I can't breathe, it was saying, I can't breathe either. Like, I just because I'm not Eric Garner, like that could have been me.
I think that what you're saying